Welcome to Board Game Top Tens, episode 1075, for Saturday, January 10th, 2026. This is the BGG Page Views Edition. Last week was a big surge upward, up and down the list. This week is not nearly so big a surge, but is generally still up. We have a few more declines than we did last week, and the huge 25 to 30% gains are not there, but they're retained, and many games still have gains. Down 1 to 20, Root, by Cole Worley, published by Leader Games, with 20,936 views. That is a gain of 1,346, or 6.9%, and yet it loses a spot. This is because the number 20 position has 2,200 more views than last week. In fact, it is the second most views for a number 20 game ever. Just a few hundred behind, well, exactly a year ago, January 11th, of 2025, which are the only two times we've ever had the number 20 game have more than 20,000 views. I mean, you know, there's many times during the year when the number 10 game doesn't have more than 20,000 views. After a six-position decline last week, down eight more to number 19, Hot Streak, by John Perry, published by CMYK, with 21,368, 432 more than Root, a decline of 15%, but, man, any kind of decline right now, you're obviously getting hit pretty hard in your position. After an eight-position climb last week, up 10 more to 18, Cascadia, by Randy Flynn, published by Flat Out Games, with 21,403, just 35 more than Hot Streak, a 37% increase, and the first time in the top 20 for Cascadia in 2 years, going back to the first week of January in 2024. Back up 1 to 17, Galactic Cruise, by TK King, Colton Thompson, and Dennis Northcott, published by Kinson Key Games, with 22,002, almost exactly 600 more than Cascadia, and a gain of 9%. Also up 1 to 16, Terraforming Mars, by Jacob Frixelius, published by Stronghold Games, with 23,188, almost 1,200 more than Galactic Cruise, and a gain of 8%. After 1 week back in the top 10, down 6 to 15, Heat, by Asger Harding Granerud and Daniel Skjold Pettersson, published by Days of Wonder, with 23,243, just 55, more than Terraforming Mars, and a decline of 8%. Holding at number 14 for the second week, Vantage, by Jamie Stegmeier, published by Stonemeyer Games, with 23,715, close to 500 more than Heat, and a gain of 6%. Back down 1 to 13, Bombbusters, by Hisashi Hiyashi, published by Cocktail Games and Pegasus Spiele, with 25,511, 1,800 more than Vantage, and a gain of 2.9%, but still loses a position. It actually swaps positions with our number 12 game, which climbs 1, Spirit Island, by R. Eric Royce, published by Greater Than Games, with 25,870, about 360 more than Bombbusters, and a gain of 13%. Another game spent 1 week in the top 10, now down 1 to 11, Slay the Spire, the board game, by Gary Dworetsky, Anthony Giovanetti, and Casey Yano, published by Contention Games, with 27,020, a 1,150 more than Spirit Island, and a gain of 7%, but similar to Root at number 20, down a spot. That is one of just two games to exit the top 10 this week. Again, from 10 to 11 goes Slay the Spire, and from 9 to 15 was Heat. We also have a game crossing a new threshold in the Million Club. This time over 5 million views in total is The Castles of Burgundy. Number 10, Harmonies by Johann Benvenuto, published by Libellud, with 27,093, only 73, more than Slay the Spire, and a gain of 4%, so it loses two positions. The number 10 also has more than it had last week, not quite as many. It was a difference of about 2,300 at number 20, 22,267. It's about 1,900, though, at number 10. And so the gap between the two is narrowed, but still about 6,000 views. This is the 30th week in the top 10 for Harmonies, making it the 37th game to reach that threshold. Number 9, Flip 7 by Eric Olson, published by The Op Games, with 28,442, about 1,350 more than Harmonies. It's 1,349, a decline of 14%, a four-position drop. Number 8, Brass, Birmingham, by Matt Tolman, Martin Wallace, and Gavin Brown, published by Roxley Games with 29,550, about 900 more than Flip 7, and a gain of 11%, down one spot. Number 7, Wingspan by Elizabeth Hargrave, published by Stonemeyer Games with 30,813, about 1,500 more than Brass, and a gain of 39%. Last week it was, I didn't make a note of it. Last week it was number, let's say we got 11, 12, 13, 14. It was either 15 or 16. So it's up 8 or 9 spots. See, 86th appearance in the top 10 for Wingspan. Returns after 51 weeks away. So it was here for a week or two, might have been even 3 last year. But every year it seems to surface in the top 10 for a week or 2 or 3. And I suppose, I mean, everything is surging up. That's been part of it. But I guess it's the first of every year that there's some Wingspan-related announcement, it seems like, right? So this time is no different. There is the 4th expansion for Wingspan that was announced. And also, I did not watch the teaser video from Stonemeyer Games, but there seems to be reference to maybe a cards-only or slightly simplified or streamlined version of Wingspan that will be forthcoming, a re-implementation of some kind. So here we go, seeing a big jump into the top 10 again. Number 6, Ark Nova by Matthias Vigge, published by Capstone Games, with 34,209, 3,400 more than Wingspan, and a gain of 9.5%, but it holds position at number 6 for the second week, this on the heels of spending 4 weeks at number 8. Number 5, Speakeasy by Vital Lacerda, published by Eagle Griffin Games, with 38,928, 4,700 more than Ark Nova, a gain of 16%, but down one spot after 3 weeks at number 4. Number 4, Gold Country by Reiner Knizia, published by Bitewing Games, with 41,749, 2,800 more than Speakeasy. It was only first listed on the site last week with about 2,000 views, so a big gain in view totals. This is a debut, the higher of our two new entries. It's a re-implementation of Spectaculum, which was released in 2012 and only ranked within the top 5,000 on BoardGameGeek. It's a stock manipulation game set during the 19th century California gold rush and is due to have a Kickstarter project launching here in the next couple of weeks. Number 3. Fate of the Fellowship by Matt Leacock, published by Z-Man Games, with 43,857, 2,100 more than Gold Country, and a slight gain of 1%. I wrote 1%, but then I wrote that it gained 4,000 views. Maybe it should be 10%. Anyway, it only holds position at number 3, although it dramatically closes the gap between itself and the top 2. Number 2. SETI by Tomasz Holek, published by Czech Games Edition with 44,063, just 206 more than Fate of the Fellowship, a very consistent performance, up 56 views from last week, or 0.1%. Number 1. The Old King's Crown by Pablo Clark, published by Eerie Idol Games with 58,380. Still 14,000 more than its competition, a gain of 3%, as it repeats at number 1 for the 4th consecutive week and the 9th time overall, becoming just the 9th game to spend that many weeks or more at number 1. All three positions here, the top 3, held position from last week. That's only happened a handful of times in the history of this list, and the last time was more than 4 years ago, going back to September of 2021. Yeah, that week, the number 3 game was Ankh, the number 2 game was Descent, Legends of the Dark, and the number 1 game was Regicide, just a game I didn't even remember the name of. I remember I said last week that each of the games in the top 10 had at least 10 weeks, double-digit numbers of weeks, which was the first time that it happened, that even having 9 games with 10 or more weeks on the chart had only happened once before. Well, now it's happened twice, because that's true this week. The only game that does not have at least 10 weeks, in fact at least 11, is our debut, Gold Country. Everything else is well into the double digits. For Saturday, January 10th, 2026.